this, Hannah, while you rest. I've been watching you. Now your eyes are closed, so I guess you've dozed. Just sleep is so overdue, Hannah. I'll speak softly, 'cause I hate awfully if you should wake and see how I've pushed aside all my manly pride and have you hear this speech I make. It was 50 years in June since I promised you that moon if you would be my wife. You were young and just a child and as pretty as a smile when we teamed up for life. And your hands had all the knack to make that three-room shack look just like a cottage made for us. Our old car would never run, but you laughed and made it fun to walk or catch a bus. Then I guess it was pretty soon that I forgot about that moon as we struggled day by day. I progressed awful slowly, and you've had to live so lowly, but you've been with me all the way. I had my toils and toys, and you had our girls and boys to rock and feed and raise. And Hannah, oh, I got to admit, you did a beautiful job. Yeah, you deserve a lot of praise. And you never once complained with just one dress to your name. And you never had perfumes and such. I pictured daisies growing wild, and I'd remember how you'd smile and tell me that you loved me so much. A box of chocolate-covered cherries could make your Christmas merry, and every year you'd manage to look surprised. And I never could remember dates, but you never forgot my cake. Oh, Hannah, how the years fly by. Hannah, I see some new lines in your face, and that pretty red hair's been replaced. You're still as pretty as can be, and sweetheart, you know, with that snow-white hair, you look just like an angel lying there. Oh, Hannah, can't you hear me? I've been talking very loud. You sure are sleeping sound. Your hands are very cold. Is something wrong? There are so many things I meant to say. Oh, Hannah, I'm too late.